And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode
24
episodes of GamerCast. Well, hey,
this time we didn't spend nearly an hour doing an opening sequence.
We spent an hour talking about
space. Science, blowing stuff up, unrealistic things in films, bad films like Armageddon and The Core. What did you think about that other Armageddon race-along film?
Deep Impact.
Yeah. I just like the fact that people did die.
Yeah, Deep Impact was better than Armageddon, but anything's better than Armageddon. I mean, two fucking shells taken off next to each other.
it looked good filmically. You know, it's something you do in a Japanese anime.
And then of course, the Russian space station with this one drunken Russian on board.
He was the best bit of the film.
I mean, at least call it fucking Mir. And then they do the whole, you know, I didn't mention this before, but they do the, where they simulate gravity because they're too cheap to try and make everyone, you know, if you span the station that much, the shuttle would fly off, the whole thing would break. God, they've got no brains.
And I think my mate's favourite, he loves watching the film because he loves the Russian guy, and his favourite line is the bit where he screams.
Stop. The components line.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
It's the bit where he's screaming at the blonde woman, and it's like, Russian components, American components, all made in Taiwan!
That was great.
That actor, and that character, is where I came up with the voice that I always did with the Russian guy, with the, would you like to buy squirrels? I used to do it at college.
All right.
Crazy.
So yeah, I mean, we spent an hour today talking about just general stuff. So would you like to hear a podcast where we talk about stuff?
Stuff. I must admit, this was something that we had a major discussion about when we designed GamerCast. What was we wanted to do a podcast and what we were going to do about it. And I must admit, I think the thing that pushed us over the edge to do GamerCast was the fact that the Xbox 360 was coming out.
Mm.
And we were so hyped up on Xbox 360, we thought about. We ate bread and slept, you know, consoles.
And you know, it was a big decision. What do we do? Do we focus on games or not? And then we drifted off to talk about other things. But now, I mean, I'm thinking about doing a political podcast, which will be quite cool.
Actually, I've got something I would just love to butt in here. People that listen to us, would you still listen to the show if we reverted out of GamerCasts, maybe called it something else, but continued with the GamerCast section in here? So we had a gaming section, we talked about the games and stuff that were coming out, but we talked about other things, maybe DVDs, movies that are out, whatever's happening in the world.
Boring. We culture cast. We raise the culture of the proletariat. We do that by talking about science like we've been doing for the past hour. You know, you get people's brains going, and when people's brains go, they go, hang on, you're a capitalist bastard. You can fuck off.
Imagine all of them are just going to go, no, like, Kitty Dog's just gone, no.
Well, tough. I'm bored with games. Games are, like, so boring. I mean, when was the last time I played a game? Yesterday, Oblivion. But when was the last time I played a game before Oblivion came out? The day before I played Geometry Wars.
I played Geometry Wars near enough every day. I'm getting close to your score. I'm getting close.
I've got really bad at it lately. I can't get anything at all.
I'm sure that they built something into the code where if you're really good all the time, all the harder stuff comes out before you can even get that sort of score. So for ages, I'll play really shit. So then I'll just attack everything and hopefully beat the computer before it gets to all the hard stuff where those snakes come out and the red ships that shoot you.
Because
sometimes I'm getting...
Because they need more than one hit to blow up.
Yeah, so normally when they used to come out, I was getting up to around about 200 score, because at the moment my score is 240 or something like that. Now, all of that comes out and I've got around about 79 points. I'm like, I haven't hit 100 yet and you're killing me.
There's definitely some logic there which I don't agree with. Because sometimes I deliberately play a couple of games really crap, like move my ship really slowly, stop now and then, waste a lot of ammo and see if that just triggers something.
Mm.
And it's, you know, something that's, you know, really hard to nerf what's going on exactly.
But then in some respects it's quite good programming for the fact that the game will get harder and harder and harder the better you get.
Ooh, easy.
But I want to get further. I don't want to be stuck on the same score for thousands of years. I want to be able to at least get to... I want to watch the person who's got number one spot play.
There are a couple of videos on the net of people with like over a million points.
I want to know what comes... God, is there anything scary?
I think the level we've got up to is the level it stays at.
Yeah.
It gets to that level now for us earlier on.
Yeah. It gets more intense.
Which is annoying.
Right. Show notes.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, no. Something else?
Should we talk about more about this podcast idea?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's
like... Sidetracked and talked about Geometry Wars.
Yeah. Go on, then.
What do people think, man?
Yeah, because... Fair enough, if there was a big...
Fair enough, we'd still... If there's something major happening with games, we'll talk about games. If it's a quiet week, like this week is, other than the big announcement, which we will discuss later...
Yeah.
You know, it's a quiet week, and, you know, we didn't have much to talk about. I mean, some people said they really enjoyed the longer episodes of us talking for, you know, a couple of hours.
Yeah, about...
You know, we've spent the last hour, well, over an hour now, talking about science and planets and some... probe thing which went
goes
into
the
thing.
The probe they're sending into Antarctica and stuff.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see what people think. Would you be interested in listening to that, but maybe not on Gamercast? You know, I honestly wouldn't want to be pushed into a corner where we're doing two podcasts because...
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, because I would think we'd end up having to do both of them at the same time and it would mean one of them would be affected. Gamercast would probably end up being shorter and we would just say the news and that would be the lot and then we would just sit and dribble on and I think you would get a little bit I don't know.
I mean, do people what bits of Gamercast do people enjoy? Do they enjoy us talking about games or do they enjoy all the random bits we have?
Yeah, the random bits are quite cool as far as I'm concerned. You know, if need be, if people are not bothered, we can literally Gamercast, if need be, we'll keep calling it Gamercast and we will give the news, anything that's said, anything you want to talk about, any of the games we've been playing, we'll just do the whole Gamercast bit and then spend the rest of the time dribbling on about whatever dribbling. If it's in the latest game out, we'll dribble on about that. If it's something that Paul found on the internet that's absolutely hilarious, or like something else that I want to talk about later, the video that was on top list of my blog at the moment that I sent to you.
Which one was that?
The George Lucas one.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, stuff like that I would like to talk about a bit more. If any of you know where my blog is...
blogs.thesmirnoff.net/Adam.
Yeah. Go have a look at my blog. On the top list I've got a link to a YouTube video called George Lucas...
In Love.
In Love. Which was... It's basically a spoof of Shakespeare in Love, written in the same way. But it's as if George Lucas falling in love when he was at university writing script, which ended up becoming Star Wars. But they did loads of funny little things showing how he might have been influenced for all.
Especially the Chewbacca in the car thing.
That was quite cool. That was quite cool. You just got this like really 60s car, and then there's this big hairy tall bloke that can't speak very well, nuts himself on the bonnet. And then you see this guy with a waistcoat on it, and he looks like he should be in that time period, but he looks like Han. You know, it's the fastest car on the campus sort of thing. And those two guys that are like the droids, where one of them's just a bit too posh, and you've got a midget that just whistles all the time. Yeah, I thought it was...
It's a good piece of work.
Yeah, it was well filmed as well. You couldn't see that it, you know, they used all the proper cameras and stuff. It wasn't...
Cheaper.
Yeah. Not done with a DV hand camera.
Although there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I've done some stuff with my DV camera and it looks fine, but it looks like home footage instead of that quality that you would have with a normal...
Solid tripod, good lighting, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But no, it's good. So, please...
I've got three main areas of interest. Politics, science, especially astronomy and cosmology, and technology. And... The games is part of technology because games are good. I like games which push technology, which is why I don't like crappy PS2 games because they don't push technology. They're crap. The PS2 is crap. Oh god, there was some guy today. He came in saying, what did he say? He said he's going to wait for the PS3. And I just made my little sneer remark like, And Matt said, wait for the PS3? it's going to be shit. Actually,
I'm PS3, I'm happy about.
Yeah, where it's so crap.
Where it is at the moment is doing me an absolute favour, because the amount of companies that are in trouble because of the lack of dev kits, the amount of jobs going for animators and programmers and stuff in the gaming industry is shot up through the roof, because they need all the extra help to get to try and at least get a game out for the launch in November. So he's probably going to get me a booming job.
You hope.
Yeah, I hope. I prefer to work on the 360, but if I have to work on the PS3...
Yeah, you can bring it down from the inside.
Yeah. My mate was talking about... I was talking about you, because he was saying, dude, you've got to apply for a job at EA, because they're really pushing to try and grab hold of lots of students. Which wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, so they can bugger everyone over.
I wouldn't mind working for EA, just for the fact that I know it's a stable company, and all I've got to do is... There's one thing, as a computer animator... for the gaming industry, I require, and that is 2 games under my belts and at least 3 years work experience. As soon as I've got that, I can apply for any job and have no excuse, and then just put all the stuff on my showreel. So it's a good stepping stone. It's getting in the industry that's the hard thing. But yeah, I've got the same thing. It's like I love video games, always have done, but fair enough, some of my interests don't really evolve around what we can talk about in Gamercast, because I love skating and snowboarding. But I love technology as well. I love.
Oh man, I've got a new skateboard. This skateboard has a 3.7 gigahertz wind resistant finish.
That sounded pretty cool. But I like you, I love technology. I love connectivity. I love something that connect. You can use this with this and it connects together and does this, and I love doing that.
It's like Lego.
Yeah.
You put these little computers together.
You know,
they turn into a giant computer which takes over the world like Skynet.
I got really excited when the GameCube came out, and it's like, man, you can connect your Game Boy to it, and it's like, locks in, and you can do this, and it's an extra screen.
That's the sort of connectivity I don't like, though. That's hardware connectivity. Connectivity should be handled with software, with XML in particular.
Yeah, well, I like that, you know, I was into that sort of thing, where it's like, you got to watch, you press a button, you can change the channel, and you're... maybe not connectivity, I love gadgets. I'm a gadget man, I love cool gadgets. Even if they're useless.
Cool gadgets are cool, but I prefer a general purpose gadget, because then I don't have to carry one thing around. You know, I wouldn't like a phone, an MP3 player, a portable DVD player, and then my computer to carry around. I'd rather just have a smartphone or whatever.
Where me with my satchel when I was at uni, I've got...
Your satchel with 50 things.
You know, I got my MP3 player phone in one pocket, I got a PDA in another pocket, I got my Nintendo DS in my satchel.
Speaking of that, do you want to see what I'm considering buying?
Go on then.
Phone upgrade wise. EXDA Mini S.
Ooh.
The only thing that's really putting me off is it's a QVGA screen, so that's...
Did that have a slide-out keyboard I saw there?
Yeah. I'll get a better picture of it.
I like that other one. What's that other one that we were talking about?
The HTC Universal.
Yeah.
The XDA Exec.
Yeah.
With a, you know,
twiddly head thing.
But I think that would be a bit big. Which is why I'm kind of avoiding doing it.
Yeah, it's got a very slick look to it. It reminds me, you know, sorry to say it, but the Tomb Raider PDA that she has. Because when they modelled it, he just got that slick...
What, you mean the Universal?
No, that one. He's just got that slick look. I like a PDA's just got to have a look about it, you know.
Yeah, that's the Universal, brilliant spec machine, VGA screen, but it looks fucking ugly. And
yeah,
it's bulky as well.
Yeah, it's got a bulky.
I mean, that's the Mini S, so that's quite small. That's a Japanese person's hand as well.
Yeah. When the other aspect to it is the fact that you'll be using it more as a phone than anything else. It depends what level you're having it. Is it a phone that's higher up in the hierarchical usage, or is it lower down? I think if I had that one, I would like the fact that I could put my SIM card in and use it as a phone, but I most likely would probably use it as a PDA more. It's a PDA that happens to have a phone as a feature, and I'd still have another mobile phone.
I mean, the main thing I use the phone for is texting. I rarely actually use it as a phone at all. I only actually talk to anyone on the phone when the fucking computer's broken. Well, I'm gonna fix my computer, because they can't send me a message over MSN because their computer's buggered up. No, the other alternative is work. Well, can you get me to work? No, fuck off. It's 9 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm in bed. I'm supposed to be in bed for another 6 hours. Piss off.
You You want to set it up when you're in bed and they ring you up, that your computer answers the phone at the same time dialing the number for the other game and then connects them. So when they ring up, all they get is the other game.
Genius.
That would rock.
But yeah, XDA Mini S is a maybe. It's good. It does have a slow processor, only 200 megahertz, which is about the same as that. And a QVGA screen, which I would rather VGA, but no devices that size currently have a VGA screen. You have to go to the next size up, like the Universal. So I don't know, maybe I'll order it this week or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
The only other annoying thing, I'd have to buy another dock.
Yeah, it's all the upgrade, everything.
Whatever it is, yeah.
What are you doing with that? Are you going to eBay that one? Or do you have to hand that one back when you upgrade?
Hand my precious phone back to some evil company? No, that's an Orange phone. I'm on a No2 contract.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah, you convert it across. You know?
Yeah.
So what are you doing that one? You eBaying that one off?
eBay?
Or whatever. You getting rid of it?
Scabbay? I can't sell my stolen goods anywhere else, man. I log on eBay. It's like those fucking eBay adverts where they flog a jumper on eBay.
Some people do.
You just imagine, you've ordered this jumper on eBay. It hasn't been washed in about 6 months and it's got holes in it. Something like this one.
My mate buys all of his clothes on eBay for about 99p. And they're alright clothes, because he's always in a like scarab pair of jeans and stuff. He permanently is either attached to the internet or his skateboard. It's one or the other. He's the only person that I know that he is the compute wizard like you at our university.
Neat.
But he's permanently on a skateboard the rest of the time. He is really good on a skateboard. We've taken the weekend out for a whole month because he looked like he'd been dragged along by a car, and he had been. He was out the front of uni, and he decided to get on Steve's longboard and be pulled along by a bit of rope, and he hit this thing and didn't let go of the rope quick enough, and it dragged him along the floor, and he hit his head on the floor. Wow. And ripped all the skin off the side of his face. Oh, it looks so painful. And he doesn't have any hair either, because he shaves his head all the time, so the scab went all up the side of his hair.
Ow.
Yeah, very much ow.
I don't know what I'd do with that. I mean, the old man is constantly saying, I want that phone, I want that phone, I want that phone. But I mean, he wouldn't appreciate it.
You would just use it as a mobile phone.
For an example of how dumb he was, I gave him my old Motorola V600. He was trying to Bluetooth with somebody yesterday. And you know, it says enter a password,
yeah,
or PIN, whatever it's called. You do that on both phones so they connect to each other. He thought it was a password I set, like a year ago when I had the phone. It was a password I set. They entered fucking, and it took four times trying to explain. You entered a password. There is no password per se. And it's like, God, for fuck's sake.
You enter it in so no one else can hook up to your phone when you're hooked.
Yeah, you enter a PIN on both phones when they connect. You don't enter a PIN, which, like, you know, when you set it up, do you? God. Sake.
Whatever the PIN is, the other person needs to know it as well.
Yeah.
That's why I always go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Which, but anything, I mean, as long as somebody trying to connect at the same time is nothing new.
Well, I'm always connecting to myself because I type it in on my phone and then type it on my PC because I got the USB dongle in the back.
Oh, right. The Windows XP Service Pack 2 Bluetooth implementation, I really like it. It's really good. Shall we do the show notes?
Yeah, let's go for the show notes. We got some mail.
We got some mail. I won't bother reading most of it.
From Killer Pants Mafia.
Well, hey.
And he's going on about...
Oh, shit! I just realised that I'm a couple of weeks behind on the question of the week. What the hell is question of the week?
Something that Michael dude, I think, is...
Oh, okay.
He was asking loads of people loads of stuff or something. Anyway, that might have been Bobman, I don't know, one or the other.
Here we go, questions. Question one. How many retards have come into the store asking pointless questions and being annoying? I lost count.
Even while I worked.
There are just too many, you don't count them.
So the whole time I've worked there, you don't count them. You can just, I think you'd have to work on an average. It's at least...
One a day.
Yeah, minimum one a day.
Weekend is probably a couple.
And if you're unlucky, it just keeps coming back.
Yeah. Two, what's your favourite mod of all time for any game? I don't know.
I think the last game I modded...
Team Fortress, Half-Life.
The last thing
I modded
Locks would have been Generals. So I just kept wanting to grab hold... Me and my mate just
I used to mod Battle for Middle-Earth a lot to increase the population limit.
Yeah.
But that was my own mod, so, you know.
And Dawn of War, I had a couple of mods, but they were really crap. There was a mod to unlock one of the armies that were just background armies, so you could play as them, but it was really crap.
Yeah, man, yeah. What else did he say? I've lost my show notes.
He gave us some videos, didn't he?
Yeah, a couple of decent videos, I suppose you could say decent. But the main thing, he says, can you guess what country I live in? If you're right, you get a special present.
Well, we want a special present.
Yeah. I reckon he is from the United States of America, and in particular, the state of Oregon. We actually did some research on this state and found out it's got some really funny names.
Yeah, bring the map up. You still got the map?
I've lost the map.
Oh.
It's got things like Jefferson and Frank and Bob. These are the names of places. They've got all people the places, names.
Jackson and stuff like that. All the places are actually people's names. Except where the map was a bit bogus at first, but they are real places.
Oh,
I think they really ran out of things what to call places in America because they've got too many places.
Yeah,
well, cool people. Yeah,
and he gave us a couple of videos as well, which are apparently funny. I suppose they're quite humorous, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
If you do a search on Google video for funny faces, you'll probably come up with them because the URLs are too long to read on the show. I should really use tiny URL or something.
Yeah.
Well, I can't be bothered, so just go to Google and search. Oh wait, go to MSN, search and search.
Right, next on the list.
Google for these links on MSN search.
You go to MSN search, type in Google, and then click on the first link, then
oh man, let's see what happens if you do that. search.msn.com Google. Hey, Google's first. Let's see what happens if we type in MSN search on Google. Yeah, okay. That was exciting.
An easy way. Before we go on to the next bit, we had this really, you know, when you're absolutely bored game to play on the internet.
Battleships.
Where you would... The dot-com game. Where you would just pick up a random word like CD, headphones, trousers, blue carpet. And you type it in and type in...
Blue, it's grey.
Okay, grey carpet. You type in greycarpet.com or .net or .co.uk and we try and figure out what would come up. Or you type in water, you type in my surname. You type in adam.com, it comes up with a medical website. Something like that. Now that is... that when you start playing that game, you know you're absolutely bored out of your brain sat in a classroom with the internet at your fingers.
Indeed.
We've been told that we're talking about nothing.
Yeah, that's right. So what?
This is a nothing episode.
This is now Nothing Cast, where you listen to the unedited opinion of whatever my mouth happens to randomly say at any given particular moment of time.
And then when we stop talking, we get white noise. Right, on with the show. Just released on DVD in the UK, finally, Final Fantasy Advent Children.
I'm just yawning, don't worry.
Yeah. Final Fantasy is the 2 years after Final Fantasy VII. You've got the mouse. Is that another mouse or is that a new one?
That's the same mouse. I had two mice at Christmas.
Yes, because there's the marks on the side of the packaging where you had to rip it open with a blooming Eiffel Tower. He's going to be making funny noises now while he sucks on a candy mouse. Final Fantasy Advent Children, I ordered it on play.com because it is amazing. And I didn't want to pay the $16.99 from HMV, so I went for the cheaper.
What a bourgeois price.
Fucking
HMV.
$13.99 off play.com. I'm happy to say to all those people that haven't a clue and probably only just about know about the DVD, yes, it is in English. So I've watched it so many times in Japanese because I got a pirate copy, but...
You don't even need subtitles. You don't... I mean, if you... Well, never mind.
The other thing that I am looking forward to seeing is...
Be quiet on my mouse.
The Japanese copy I have doesn't come with subtitles. It comes with a program that you attach through DivX where someone has written subtitles and the program puts the subtitles up at the right moment. Fair enough, there's a bit where some guy says some flowers smell and it comes up so fast you can only say that he says flowers smell if you pause it just at the right second or you freeze frame going through. Just bad mistakes like that. So it'd be nice to watch the film and actually hear what people are actually properly saying, or watch it in Japanese with the real subtitles.
Right, well, what I was trying to say was just learn Japanese.
Yeah, I would love to learn Japanese.
I would love to learn Japanese as well. I would actually love to learn many languages, but unfortunately, due to the bourgeois education system in the United Kingdom, that is not possible because they start teaching you languages at 11. By 11, my brain had switched off.
Yeah. People like me who are dyslexic require it at day one.
Exactly. If they teach us at age 4, then, you know, we'd actually learn something.
Because fair enough, I have enough.
But by the time you hit puberty, boom, your brain learning capability is like cut in half.
Yeah, they want to start teaching advanced science at the age of 3.
Hmm.
Because
school was just so boring.
That's one thing I always noticed about my education, was the fact that they teach you a dumbed-down science, and then when you get to the next year, they
change it all.
They have to explain to you, oh, this stuff we told you isn't, it's just make-believe. This is what really happens.
Hmm.
Where they talk about clouds, and they teach you that the only reason you get rain is because clouds can't go up hills. And they have to lose their water to get over hills. That's what
That wasn't quite how I was taught. It was... Well, yeah, all the diagrams have fucking hills on them.
Yeah, and that's how I got taught at primary school, what clouds and rain and everything like that. And then when I did geography GCSE, it was completely different. I'm like, yeah, this is the English education on how to confuse kids.
Well, it's the same as me. My handwriting is terrible.
Kitty Dog said, I've never even been taught that. Exactly, that's my point. Every single school has been taught differently.
Okay, yeah, my handwriting is terrible. When you start school, when you first learn to write, you learn to write all separately, blah, 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 separate letters. Then a couple of years later, you'll learn how to do joined up writing, which is absolutely pointless. Mm. And, you know, you screw everyone over again.
I can't even write joined up.
I joined up with some letters. For example, I probably joined up my A's. But I don't know, I mean, I usually just write to the tablet, and the tablet, I can just write a random squiggle when the tablet gets it right, so who cares?
Yeah. I feel sorry for anybody who has to try and read my writing. I can't even, when I was at school,
I can't read mine either.
I can't even read my writing. That's why I had a pocket computer, a palm thing, you know, one of those ones that opened up with the keyboard, what are they called? Signs. I had a sign.
Old school.
I had a sign 5 while I was at Westfield, because I couldn't even remember my homework, because whenever I wrote it down, I couldn't even figure out what I wrote when I got home.
Well, I used to have a really bad blind spot with vowels, and I would never write with the vowels in the words. And there was one time, it must have been year 4, we were learning about Christopher Columbus, and I was trying to write Christopher Columbus was a pirate. And I actually wrote, Christopher Columbus was a prat.
I hope the teacher didn't realize you got it wrong and said that.
Over the top of it in red pen, it said pirate. No, I meant brat, honestly. Christopher Columbus was a prat.
He found America. Should have left it where it was. Yeah, so, Advent Children, DVD, Big Buster Swords. Yay.
Well, hey, let's talk about Christopher Columbus. History now, history cast. Christopher Columbus was a prat. I don't know anything more about him, but he was a prat, trust me. Oh, wait, we sound like some right-wing radio station. I don't have any evidence for this, but you bloody well better believe it, because I'm bloody telling you it's the truth. But the right-wing like Christopher Columbus, because he's a right-wing tosser, which is why he's a prat. So, just my evidence.
Right. Next on the list, new game released, 2K6 NHL. Or NHL 2K6, whichever.
Or 2K Sports NHL 2K6. Let's just say K loads of times. K, man. K, cool.
2Ks. K NHL.
K, pick up a Kit Kat.
I just want to interrupt for something of that. You probably won't see it because you don't drive, but whenever I'm driving and you see those pull over, take a break, tiredness kills, I can't help but whenever I read the first line, I just think Kit Kats. Every time I see them, I'm like, take a break, and I was like, I'm a Kit Kat. Instead of it telling me that I'm supposed to take a break because I'm driving, I'm...
Brilliantly demonstrates my point of how bourgeois society infests every pore in our bodies with nonsense like that.
Yeah.
Where you associate a crappy little slogan
with a chocolate biscuit.
With something, a crappy little slogan from a crappy chocolate biscuit, which, by the way, a lot of them are really crap. You know, all biscuit stuff is really crap in them lately.
Bingos. They're nice. I like hitting bingos with roller pins.
I'm talking about politics here. And yet, you know, you get this slogan mixed up with something that's trying to save your life. And all you can think about when you're trying to save your life is a fucking Kit Kat. This is the pinnacle of human civilization, where you see a road sign saying you should take a break because, you know, they don't want you driving too much. And all you can think about is a fucking Kit Kat.
I was watching this program, and obviously it wasn't real because it was a program.
It wasn't real, so it was a dream.
But
we are controlling the transmission.
This person was taken to court.
Do not attempt to adjust your television.
For killing someone, but they both were in a boating accident out at sea, and there was only one life jacket, and he wanted the life jacket off the other guy, and the guy wouldn't give it to him. The other guy took the life jacket off him, and the other guy died, and he survived. But he got away with murder because of some sort of loophole in the law. And I can't remember if it was English law, because I can't remember where the series was based. It was either English law or American law, because of the fact that if he hadn't have taken the life jacket off this other person, he definitely would have died. Slap Adam with GamerCast trout. Someone slap me with a GamerCast trout. That's our trout. It obeys our commands. It's like the Force. You have to be a Jedi of the GamerCast to be able to use the trout.
Jedi of the GamerCast.
Use the trout, Luke! Use the trout!
Anyway.
Quit.
I haven't quit. You've been going for ages. NHL 2K6.
Right. I would say this is much, much better than any of the NHL EA games.
That's not hard to achieve. It's a fucking EA game.
When you first get in, one thing that I didn't like, let's get on with that, what I didn't like. Basically, as soon as you get into it, there's lots of these options with these really cool names, and you don't really know what they all do, so you end up spending about 5 minutes clicking on stuff. And the only thing that's very obvious is the whole quick start, so you play a game, you pick two teams and play. There's lots of other groovy little things, and trying to figure out what they all do was a little bit hard, as well as the fact that it doesn't really say much in the manual. One thing that I did find later, there is an option where you can go read the online manual on the game, and then it explains everything. But once you figure out what everything does, you're happy as Larry.
Catherine says something directed at you.
What is it?
Can't get off for necessity. I think about the life jacket. Death bloke.
Oh yes, that's it. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, excellent.
Sorry. I just thought it was kind of ironic, but cool. But anyway, yeah.
What the hell were you on about anyway? I haven't paid attention. All I heard was some guy dying or something.
Yeah, let's not repeat it. You can listen to the episode later.
I want to know now!
There's a really cool franchise bit, which I haven't gone into too much. I just went into the first part where you can pick your manager, pick all the team that
pick
looks after.
Much.
People that heal everybody and this, that, and the other.
Medic.
You pick all your team.
Medics don't heal people. Medics just make people feel better. Doctors heal people.
Yeah. And
I'm just a medic.
You know, the people that look after the ships and all this, that, and the other. And you have to look at their qualifications and hire them. And you can fire them later. And you hire all your team and this, that, and the other. And
wow, hire an Xbox 360 game to be a manager of a hockey team. Oh, that'd be so cool. You see in the news one day. name a hockey team in the US.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. The Mighty Ducks recruit Xbox 360 game to be their manager.
Whatever the Xbox, whatever 2K6 NHL says, they end up winning the Stanley Cup. Yay! I only said Mighty Ducks because Mighty Ducks is the team I support. Although they've only been playing since 1996 because they're a franchise team. But anyway, who cares? You don't.
Yeah, what the fuck are you on about?
Yeah, I'm talking about sports, so I've got to be careful here. I'm treading on
I know about spread. Sports. Like chess. I know how to play chess. And drafts. And snakes and ladders. Wait, is snakes and ladders a sport?
I don't know if you do it for real, probably.
I'm good at things like Monopoly as well. It's Monopoly sport. They should make it an Olympic sport. I've never lost a game of Monopoly. I'm such a fucking capitalist bastard. I mean, I don't get how people can lose it. You just fucking buy everything.
Yeah.
You land on something, you buy. You land on something, you buy. Buy. Sure, you're out of pocket in the short term, but long term, everyone else is bugged.
Exactly.
Especially over those nice orange places. I don't know what they're called. I like the orange.
I have Star Wars Monopoly. It's great.
Star Wars Monopoly? Cool, you land on a fucking square, and you've got this stormtrooper there who swipes your head off and gets your money.
Get the Death Star.
Is that what one of the actual... Is that what a hotel is in?
No.
What's a hotel on? Don't tell me it's just a red hotel.
No.
Please tell me it's something cool like a Death Star.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I played it. I've got the Episode 1 version. I do have the trilogy version, the original trilogy, but it's on the PC. Which is really cool because you don't have to start passing around the dice. You just click on something and the dice roll automatically. Which means the game's a lot quicker and faster paced. Mm. Back to NHL. There's also the season area where you pick your favourite team or several teams if you want to play several teams at once. And you manage them and you go through each of the... calendar. And you pick which games you want to simulate, which games you want to play, so on and so forth. And carry on sort of thing. Very cool. Did someone send us a comic?
No, this is all the drafts I did for Portal Park.
Oh, right.
This is actually my original drafts.
You've been rooting.
Look at this cool one. It's West from Mr. Smith. He blows up.
Boom.
Right, let's click back on GameCast.
I've had a go at playing on the Xbox Live for NHL. Was quite cool. You go into an area, you can go into leagues and stuff, so you have to fight your way through the league to get the cup. So you could be playing for quite some time, all saves.
How many people's in a hockey team?
Quite a lot, but only so many are on.
How many, I mean, are we talking 20, 30?
About 20 odd.
Right. I'm sure those 20 people could just break into wherever they're holding the cup and nick it. And they don't have to exert so much energy as playing all those fucking games for a whole season.
Well, that's the thing that a lot of people don't realise about hockey is, you know, like, you have subs.
And substitutes, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like in football and stuff.
In proper football.
You have people on there, and you have a few subs, and everybody, they all play. So that's the thing they always take the piss out of footballers, that they run for a short period of time, then they stop. Because they don't always have the ball, so they're barely moving. That's why they have to do football training all the time, to make sure that they're fit enough to play football, because playing football doesn't get you fit. Doing football training does. Well, that's the thing about ice hockey. They burn through
energy. They're always moving.
They're moving so fast and burning up so much energy that part of the game is that being able to get the puck away from your team, and you tell your whole team, and they basically all jump off, jump over the side, and the other, and you have around about four people. You've got your defense, offense, checking, and you have several defense teams, and you switch them around, so they're always... They can sit down, have some energy drinks, just sit there, get ready, and then they jump back on again. That's the other thing that I like about the game, is the fact that the computer does that for you, a mixture between help of trying to get the puck away from your goal so you can actually switch your team, as well as the fact that you can get hold of these controls. A lot of what the computer does in the simple aspect, once you pick up being able to play the game better, you can start making the controls a bit more harder so that you've got more access. You've got manager's controls, so you can tell the team what to be doing, head towards more the net defense, more all the other aspects of the game, what a hockey manager would be yelling at his team, as well as the fact that you can change your lines. So if your energy, you can see your energy bar going down, and if you really want to pound against the opposition and you've got a good defense line, you can tell your team to swap, change to your checking team, and then really ram at the opposition. Where normally the computer would decide when to do that, but you get a lot more detail. The thing I like about it is you can really pull back and get classic arcade controls, and you can just play the game simply. It's real simple. The computer does mostly everything for you. All you take control of is
one little guy running around,
and you just keep passing it to yourself, basically, as you take control of each player. Or you can jump into serious detail so that you've got your control of the manager. You can even choose what the manager looks like. You can create your own team, you can create your own players, swap and change all of the rosters, full detail, trade players, have manager controls.
So in other words, you think it's a good game?
Yes. The detail, you can either go into detail or you can come back out again. And there's none of this stuff like in the blooming EA NHL where you could get
EA tracks and this fucking shit song comes on and you want to turn it off and you can't work it out.
And you get, what do you call it? Blooming players cards, like bubblegum cards, and you put them on players and they go faster and stuff like that. I was like, what the hell are you doing to a hockey game? One thing that I do like about that, which you'll like, the music that plays while you're playing the game is different to the music that plays the rest of the time. They've got some tracks and it comes up as mp3.com and it's a little mp3 player that plays at the bottom, and if you use the analog stick you can make it come up and you can turn off what tracks you want, or you can switch to your hard drive and play all your music, which I absolutely love. You don't have to go in through the dashboard and pick your override the game. The game automatically says, right,
do you the game play, has the features for
what,
it.
You want to play your music as well? Yeah, go for it, mate. Which I do like. But then that music will switch off when you get into the hockey team because it's fully surround proper hockey. The music,
noise.
The music you'd be hearing is the music they would play in a hockey match.
Mm.
You know, the chants and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is... Graphically, you could do more, but with the pace of that type of game...
Who cares?
You're not going to be looking at it. You only look at it on the thing. There's a real nice feature where you're able to look at a replay, and you can play all the way through the replay, and it's a bit... Not as detailed, but it's pretty much similar controls to Project Gotham Camera, and you can move around the players, take pictures of them. Another aspect of the game is something called the Skybox, which is the owner's box for each team. And you can go in there, and there's little tables you can walk up with a laptop, and you can click on the laptop and look at all the stats for your team. There's a digital camera sat on a table. You go up to that, and you can access all the pictures that you've taken, and you can put them in frames around your area.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a trophy wall that's got loads of pucks, and you go up to those, and those are unlockable. And if you do something like you score in the first 10 seconds or something like that, you get credits for it. And there's all these things you unlock, and you get credits for them all. And you can go buy, I don't know, for the New York Rangers, you can buy their 1942 hockey strip that they wore then, so that you can play with that one if you want to. So there's loads of groovy old stuff that you can unlock, as well as the fact you can go look at all your cups that you've won. And if you're lucky enough to win the NHL Cup, which is the Stanley Cup, it will sit in your box so you can go look at it.
So in other words, you think the game is good and it's got loads of content.
Yeah. Just one last thing I want to add in, which I find very nice considering I've gotten really used to the Xbox 360 and having the ability to play games and then also play little mini games off the arcade. There's a little games room in your Skybox. There's only three things there, but I thought it was a nice touch. You can go up and play shuffleboard, where you flick the little shuffles. It's kind of like curling, and you have to stop them at the edge of the table. NHL trivia, and also air hockey. So you can play a game of air hockey.
Oh, hey.
There's also loads of mini games that are actually playing in the game, where you're actually going around on the actual ice, and you've got to, like, hit barrels and stuff. Loads of little things you do as party games on the ice, as well as mini rinks where it's a smaller rink and you're only playing with a set amount of players and you can't exchange them. And the rink is really small. So it's kind of like playing peewee hockey. But yeah, it's an extremely good game. If you like NHL, it is good. One thing I will say is, from the design of the game, I imagine a lot of them are going to be very similar. So if you like NBA, and you're recognizing some of the things I've said, but from an NBA point of view in some games, then obviously go for the NBA game.
So in other words, 2K Sports have blown EA out of the water.
Yeah. I've looked at some videos for the new release in America that they've done, which is Major League Baseball. And I've watched a video for that, and that looked absolutely amazing. I'm not a majorly big baseball fan, but I might
buy
that.
It's just rounders, isn't it?
Yeah, I might buy that because he just looks like a fun sports game to
girls'
play.
Version of cricket.
But I got smacked in the Adam's apple once playing cricket. I always used to be wicketkeeper, and when I put my hands up, it missed both my forefingers because the gloves were a little bit too big. Bent over the nibs on the end that protect your fingers from stopping you breaking your fingertips, it slipped over and cracked me just on the bottom of the Adam's apple and took me clean off my feet. And it's always been affecting me ever since. I don't like anything around my neck now. It really bothers me. Yeah, it is creepy. Creepy. And right, to the final
bit. The final topic of today, we are going to talk about...
We.
Are going to talk about...
We.
Are going to talk about...
Nintendo Wii.
I'm going to talk about...
It's getting older. Nintendo have finally released their name from the codename Revolution. Obviously, we've seen pictures of the console. Some were real, some weren't, because obviously there was the demo console that wasn't anything real. It's a bit like that Xbox that we had at work. Apart from it was scaled wrong. But now Nintendo have released their new console. Is going to be called the Nintendo Wii, spelled W-I-I.
Martin was going around telling me when it's spelled W-I-Y. It's W-I-I.
The whole concept of it becoming Wii, as in we as a people, will be on this console, being able to connect people together, because of Nintendo saying that their majorly big thing that they're pushing for this console is the fact it's not only just that we will be using it. When they say we, they mean everybody. They wanted to design a console that your mum, your dad, your sister, everybody could sit down, you know, evening with a few drinks, friends or whatever, everybody could play this console. Your girlfriend, who's not very good at video games, can play this console, because they designed it around something that...
Mine is good at video games, thank you very much.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend used to... I played more PC games at university because of her. Because she nicked the GameCube, which the TV is attached to, so I couldn't play on my Xbox. I bought a... what was it? Blood Rain 2. Is that... Yeah, is that the one from Soul Reaver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Blood Omen. Is it Blood Omen? Blood Omen 2, with the vampire. I bought that, I got to the second level. I'm not saying I got stuck on it, I'm just saying that's as far as I got. Before she nicked it and started playing on it. Before I got to go back on the game, she completed it. So, she always used to complete all my games. And she always nicked Mario Kart. She loved playing that. But anyway, less about ex-girlfriends, and... What was I talking about? Yeah, the Nintendo Wii. They're designing it around something that everybody, every man, woman, and child that would have access to this console is used to using. A TV remote control.
I've never used one of those in my life.
As he hides his collection. Well, okay, fair enough, you've only got one.
It's not a collection, it's one.
You don't have a TV up here, but you do have a PC that's a TV.
No, I don't. I don't have a TV up here, and I do pay a TV license.
It doesn't matter as long as your mum and dad pay a TV license.
They probably don't anyway.
Of
course they do. We all pay TV license.
Yeah.
Because the TV license is one of those important things.
I got given money from the TV license people. Because if you stop using your TV license, you can send it back to them and they give you some cash back. Because I had a TV license while I was in Wales, and when I moved back to Somerset, I sent my TV license back and I got about...
The BBC are really doing quite well lately. They've really announced a new program of digital entertainment stuff, like, you know, podcasting and loads of stuff like that.
Mm.
Although they're trying to stamp it on our grounds, because we did the first ever podcast in history in 1952 with the first game.
The podcast was on a calculator and it came up in binary code and you had to translate it yourself. I keep forgetting what we're talking about.
We're talking about Oblivion.
No, we're not.
We are talking about Oblivion.
Yes, we're talking about Oblivion, as in Wii.
Oblivion won't come out on the Wii.
No, but I know that this game's coming out with swords, which is going to be rocking and rolling. Like I said in previous episodes, we are looking forward to E3 because it's going to be showing some of the first games to near-finished demo completion on the Wii. Which is going to be exciting as hell, because it's going to be nice to be able to see someone playing one of the games and seeing the controller working at the same time, just to see the interface in motion. It's going to be really interesting. I think I've said it in a previous episode, I got very excited when I saw a new picture of the Nintendo Wii, with the fact that the top of the console flips open, showing access ports for Nintendo GameCube controllers. One thing that I do like about the aspect of that is that with all these downloadable games to be able to download the original Mario and stuff like that, that I know for a fact that they released a SNES version of the GameCube controller for in use when you're playing stuff like Street Fighter or beat-em-up games on the GameCube, which not that many of them, but also for the use of the Game Boy Player, where you have the Game Boy Advance Player that I've got that plugs to the bottom of the Nintendo GameCube. It meant that you could be able to play those sort of games, because most of the advanced games, Nintendo advanced games, are pretty much SNES games. So it meant that you've got that SNES controller and go complete retro. Which is nice, because it means if you get hold of one of those off the net off most websites, you can get them from. you'd be able to plug that into your Nintendo Wii, and you'll have a nice round SNES controller for playing Super Mario World and Metroid and stuff like that. It's going to be cool. Though I don't know what they're going to do about their... if they're going to release Duck Hunt, because they don't have a gun. Unless there is a gun slot, because I saw someone do a... I think they've done it in 2D Studio Max, they made this gun that you slot the Wii controller onto the top of it, because they said that it slots into lots of different things, so it does different things. I thought that would be quite cool. You slot it into the front of a gun and use it as a gun. So wherever you point the gun, it...
Funky.
What are you looking at?
Weather forecast.
You're looking at the weather forecast. Somerset is going to be invaded by some D's and P's. Cornwall's getting a few S's and C's. London's got a range of one L and a couple of S's. Scotland's got a range of L, A's, plenty of A's, a P's and a T's. And Europe is alphabet soup. What does that all mean?
Cloud cover.
Cloud cover. Ah. Cool. What else is on my list? That was pretty much it, the Wii, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, one thing I would...
I was just checking out the astronaut and the cloud cover for when I ordered this camera. Right. Since I've now got a taxi to take me to places.
Right.
You're in for it now. You're going to get phone calls half two in the morning. Hey, look, it's the cloud is gone.
Yeah, you see, I learned the hard way with people ringing me up when they're going clubbing. So I turn my mobile off when I go to bed. I got fed up with people waking me up early hours in the morning going, dude, are you in town? I'm like, no, I'm in bed, you just woke me up. Right, to all the people out there that are listening to the show, or are still listening to the show, I don't know if you've all signed up by now.
Catherine is still listening.
We want to know some things.
Live.
Like I said, we want to know, would you be interested in us adding some more aspects to GamerCast, or keeping it as GamerCast, maybe calling it something else and putting more stuff onto it, or just keeping it as GamerCast and adding other things other than gaming? I must admit, comic books are a big interest in me as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're not fucking talking about that. We're talking about things that elevate the cultural level of the people. Like politics, science,
iPods.
Philosophy.
The death of.
The death of iPods we can talk about.
The moaning of an iPod. That sounds dirty. Oh! basically, we want to know about that with changing the podcast, because obviously Paul wanted to see about maybe doing a different podcast or adding aspects to a podcast.
So I would like to do a political podcast, but the trouble with a political podcast on my own is I'll be arguing with myself, and I don't do that very well. And I can't really have you on, because you don't really care, do you?
I don't know much about it.
Unless we go into town and interview random people.
But then that involves work and you leaving the house. But yeah,
as long as it's not June, I've got to stay indoors for June because my hay fever gets really bad.
What aspects would you like us to add, or anything like that?
It's not even May yet, man. It's not May for another whatever it is, 3.5 hours.
Yeah. So would people be pissed off if we started adding extra things to GamerCast, or we kept it as GamerCast but we called it something else so that we could do more technology,
like
science.
StuffCast?
Yeah.
Where we talk about stuff.
That was what we were going to call it at one point, when it's StuffCast. It just sounded weird. It's a podcast about stuffing things. What was that? Taxidermist. Whenever I heard of the taxidermist, I thought it was something to do with taxiing. But yeah, the other thing I wanted to know, out there, what are people wanting, or what are people intending to get? How many of you are going to actually go for the PlayStation 3? How many of you got an Xbox 360 and are quite happy to stay with it? And how many of you are actually going to go for the Wii? Or a combination of? Myself, I'm going to have an Xbox 360 and I have a Wii.
Great.
I can't help but keep saying that.
I think Catherine's insulting my stance on comics. I didn't mean cultural as in the bourgeois sense when we use the term culture. I mean the intellectual development of mankind.
But then there's comic books for geeks, you know, like PvP, which all the ass...
Yeah, but it doesn't raise the intellectual...
No, but it talks about most of the stuff you whinge about.
Oh, shut up.
Like Apple and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm in a political mood at the moment.
I want
to destroy the bourgeoisie and liberate the proletarian. You know, the proletarian masses from the bourgeoisie and their bourgeois ideology.
Welcome to Bourgeois Gamercast, where you can buy your bourgeois in tins with salmon, with a trout. Ah, that's what we want to do, right?
That's a good idea. The proletariat should overthrow the bourgeoisie and box them in cans and sell their guts to dogs.
I have got a really good idea. You know, we were on about having a shop section for Gamercast where you could buy Gamercast on DVD or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and T-shirts. We want to have, you know, plush teddies. You know, the one I'm on about when I say plush, those teddies. We want to have a teddy trout. So you can buy the trout and you can go hit people with it. And it has like a label stitched onto it saying, Gamercast Trout. You've been Gamercast. Whoosh! With a trout. Oh, you can have a little electronic thing in it, so when you hit something, it makes that wet noise when you hit someone.
Yeah, quite there. Because, you know, like, we were talking last week about all the Christian fundamentalists.
Yeah.
Who hang out around, like, Burger King. I would love to just get your video camera and go up and argue with them. I'm so good at making Christian fundamentalists seem like Christian fundamentalists.
Then we gotta take a Bible with us and burn it. See what they do.
What? Burn a Bible?
I don't want to see the look on their face.
We're gonna get the Green Party buggered. Remember, there's carbon dioxide. Oh my God, it's a fire! The fact that this fucking volcano is spilling up crap everywhere. But God, so that's gonna be the fucking Green Party or fucking doors.
Greenpeace,
one of the most dumbass people ever. You know, they've always gone about, here we go, political rant, I'm going to get in loads of trouble with this. Because I do have lots of friends in the Green Party, and they don't fucking listen to me, and they carry on being in it. The trouble with Greenpeace and things like that is it's like, it's the same as economists. They say, blah, blah, we've got to do this to the economy to make it better, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the Green Party do the same thing. We've got to do this and this, tidy that up. But they don't address the fundamental issue. Now, just imagine if you went to a doctor because, I don't know, your arm fell off. Yeah. And he said, oh, that's a shame. Maybe we should try and sellotape it back on. But he doesn't try and heal the fundamental reason of why your arm fell off.
Yeah.
You know, you have to address the cause of the issue. You can't just patch over it with sellotape and plasters forever.
No bod jobs. So the core of the reason of why the reason happened.
And the reason of that is class society.
Yeah.
And the only way to eliminate class society, you know, we've reached the first time in the history of mankind for 6,000 years or thereabouts, where finally there is a chance to rid ourselves of class society. And to do that, the proletariat overthrow the bourgeoisie. The means of production from the bourgeoisie.
I can't stop laughing when you say bourgeoisie because I'm thinking of something like a video game.
Will become proletarian property.
Sorry.
So eventually everyone will be the same class because their relationship to the means of production is the same. Everybody owns the means of production. Not just the minority of capitalists.
I feel like I'm back in one of my media study lectures.
This is far more interesting because I'm dealing with the root cause,
not some petty bourgeois
nonsense.
No, I'm not saying that you're boring like one of my lectures. I'm just saying it's got to the bit where it goes really in depth about this, that, and the other, about culture and stuff. We actually did go into
You know, the reason there is so much pollution is A, capitalists don't give a stuff. They just want to make a bit of money. You know, they don't make a bit of money if they have to recall all the cars, strip their engines out, and replace them with more environmentally friendly engines. They don't make money if they've got to replace all the fucking power stations with, you know, solar or nuclear, whatever.
Yeah, because they all thought that by this point we'd all have nuclear power stations only, didn't they? It's stupid. I get pissed off.
Why? Are you anti-nuclear power stations?
No, I was on
a... Nuclear power stations are the best way for us to ensure power for the next couple of decades until we get fusion functioning properly.
Yeah. No, what I was on about was when they said that by this point... They said, oh, we wouldn't have solar or anything like that, it would just be nuclear. But I get pissed off when people whinge about, oh, this...
Fusion has taken longer than expected to develop.
And they go on about, what was it?
The nuclear boogeyman.
Wind power, with those big fields of...
Oh, God, ugly.
Lots of people go, oh, no, I don't like them. I like them. I think they look cool.
I wouldn't mind if they were in the ocean.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is they've got a lot more wind.
I wouldn't like them outside my fucking window, because they're quite noisy as well.
Mm. But they have them out where you can't hear them, they're just off in the distance on land that you don't really need to go walk over. And I think, when they go, it's an eyesore, it's like, well, you can barely see them, they're white, and they're nowhere near you.
Visually it's neutral, the main thing I'm worried about is noise, because they are noisy.
But yeah, the ones out at sea, my dad was saying they've just designed these ones with big turbines that they're putting in the mouths of big rivers that come out to the ocean.
That's what they need to do.
But they don't move very fast, but they regenerate large amounts of electricity. The current going out just rotates them around, and they're just slowly going. It's not like exactly. a big blade going.
The amount of energy in the river system in this country is staggering. If you can capture that energy, even a bit of that energy, that's a lot of the problem gone.
Because look at oils. Look at oil. The oil rigs. No one whinges about an oil rig poking out of the ocean somewhere. So why is anyone going to whinge about an area fenced off with loads of white posts sticking out with big pan things going?
All you have to do for those things is just draw a yellow smiley face on it, and everyone will like it.
Yeah, the yellow smiley face rules. I remember we were at school and they always used to call it Acid Man. Freaky.
Freaky.
How long have we been recording for?
Don't know.
Who cares?
Couple of hours. Well, gee, you got here at what? 3:30? So that's 6 hours.
No, it was 6. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, so we have been. Well, we were talking for ages about science in movies and how crap it
was. It must be hour 10 minutes, I don't know, because we broke the recording up, didn't we?
Yeah. So this might be the longest GamerCast ever.
We said that about the last one, and the last one was only 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It just seemed really long. Yeah, we're here.
We're here indeed.
So, actually, I've got a cool idea.
Yeah, go for it.
If people want to email us, they can email us at feedback at gamercast.net. If they want to email us a voice clip of them talking about something. Did you know we read the letters out?
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool if people actually record a voice sample of their voice and we reply to that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if people are willing to do that, I think it'd be a good idea because it will be a bit extra
work, so I'll probably tell you to not do it after about 10 minutes. But whatever, just do it anyway. Because then we could just have all these random people on halfway through the show.
Hmm. We know roughly what we want to say about what they've said. We can just put it up and hit play and have it play, and then we can respond to it and carry on. Even if we have to re-edit out those bits and put it so it's clearer if it doesn't come off clear.
Yeah.
But as long as we can hear it, and then we can respond to it in real time, and if people really want to say something to us, they can have their voice on the show.
I welcome someone to speak for, say, 10 minutes, a nice political argument.
Mm.
If someone wants to have that ready for the next show, I'll, talk about it a bit.
Yeah, or anything. Anything that we've
discussed. Whatever I fancy next week, so you'll have to wait till next week to find out.
And some ideas. Fair enough, most of our listeners might just be only interested in video games, but if there's one thing that we did say was, it's not GamerCast, it's not about video
games.
GamerCast
is about gamers.
Yeah, it's about
and
being a gamer.
I apparently am a gamer. And I'm a gamer who disapproves with the bourgeoisie, like EA, buggering everyone over.
It's the hardcore. Gamers, I think, are up there like with hackers. They just do a different thing, but they've got that, that.
What? Nerds?
No, not nerds, but they've got their own society. They're a secret society.
What is
not
this? This ancient secret society of computer geeks. We've been around for 1500 years.
It was a while before I actually realised I was a geek.
When did you realise you were a geek?
I can't remember when I understood it, and I accepted it in the back of my head, in my subconscious, but I never said it out loud and realised, I love Star Wars.
Nowadays, being a geek is cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like my mate was taking the piss.
Everybody's
a
geek.
I was like, I'm a cool geek. Fair enough, I have a lightsaber. I have a full Anakin costume. I have shed loads of toys. My Transformer collection's massive. My DVD collection's massive. I've shed loads of Star Wars. I have the Star Wars Millennium Falcon sat above my TV. I love it. But, I quite happily on a sunny day shove on my rollerblades and I go down to the skate park and do 540s at a full launch ramp, and I would quite happily strap my snowboard and spend a whole entire week snowboarding.
Yeah, I've got geeky things above my monitor. I've got Code by, what's his name, the Petzold bloke. published by Microsoft Books, and I've got loads of other geeky books up there. But, you know, sometimes when it's a clear day, I take my telescope downstairs and I continue my geeky fashion looking at the sky.
Yeah.
That's not as cool as rollerblading, but whatever.
No, it's a different aspect, because my mate was...
It's very physical, because that fucking counterweight weighs 20 kilograms.
Well, yeah, you've got to lift it out. I'm not as fit as I used to be.
Neither am I.
The fittest I've ever been was in the first year of college, which would have been... You know, I was at college for 5 years. I was at university for 3, so obviously that's 7 years. 7 years ago. That was the fittest I've ever been, because I was training to be in the fire brigade. And having, you know, lectures, Tuesday morning lecture until lunchtime, where I was running around a rugby pitch and doing star jumps and triangular training, where you're going in a triangular circle sort of thing. You know, going around in a triangle, and each corner of the triangle you have to do something. So one corner is doing sit-ups, then you move to the next one, it's doing push-ups, and the next one is star jumps and stuff. That was a Tuesday morning lecture. You know, Thursday afternoon was weight training. Friday was doing martial arts. And Saturday, I used to sleep all day. And doing that for a year, I was pretty fit. And then I spent 2 years doing an advanced IT course.
Saturday. I mean, you turned into a fat bastard.
No, the fat bastard bit came across when I went to university and I drank loads of alcohol. But I still skate all the way through it. But yeah, spending 2 years sat behind the computer got rid of my stamina, so I wasn't as fit as I used to be. And then doing art. Then I spent 2 years doing art.
Come on, man, it keeps you fit.
No, doing that doing keyboarding skills gave me a flipping tennis elbow. That's why I'm left-handed with a mouse now, because this elbow's buggered. Yeah, tennis elbow. I think that's the injury of being a geek if you're not careful, and having to wear glasses now.
That's old age, or in my case, dodgy genetic descendancy type things.
The only thing that I'm lucky with is the fact that it's only in one eye. If I do this, everything goes a bit blurry. If I do this, everything's clear. If I go both eyes open.
You don't really notice.
No, because one eye compensates, but if I'm doing animation all day and I don't wear my glasses, by the end of the day I get this tiny little squiggle jump across like it's a UFO. I look at it and then I go, ooh, migraine. I go home and then I feel like someone poked me in the eye with a screwdriver and I pass out and go sleep.
Okay.
Then I decided at some point maybe I should stop doing this and go get some glasses, so I went to Cardiff and got my eyes tested.
And then they discovered you were blind.
Well, no, I've been wearing glasses for ages, but my glasses weren't doing anything, and I realised that my subscription had changed dramatically.
Mine has, I need new glasses. And if I'm back here... Text is borderline unreadable. Back here, I definitely can't read it.
Should we end the show and carry on talking afterwards?
No, we should carry on talking about our eyes and how I should get my eyes tested.
Your eyes tested. I want laser treatment so I've got more than 20/20 vision.
Laser treatment. The invention of the Soviet Union.
Where they pin you down and do something like...
Where you never
orange.
See anyone with glasses. Unlike the UK where, like, you know, half the population has them.
I was watching that, I got a DVD, The Long Way Around, where Hugh McGregor and his mate Charlie go around all the way through Russia and everything, all the way around.
Oh, God.
On the motorbikes.
Does anyone care? No.
He has laser... Ewan McGregor has laser treatment because he wears glasses, and he said it was so freaky because he felt like he was a Clockwork Orange because they put that lock thing that keeps your eyes wide open, and then he slit your eyes open where they come around with you. He said, "Oh, freak! I got phobia of eyes, so I couldn't have it done."
I don't want it. I like glasses. It makes me look like a geek.
I've never seen you without your glasses on.
I look less geeky. I look like some hippie surfer.
Yeah, you look like a hippie. You're a hippie without glasses on.
I need the glasses to maintain the strong Marxist backbone, not the weak spine of the hippie.
You go outside with your telescope and sniff flowers.
Oh man, the Simpsons episode where Homer gets laser eye surgery and his eyes crossed up.
Yeah, I can see the blood. He just carries on walking as normal.
No, then he's in the car with what's his name, Kearney, Jimbo, and all that lot, and they're pretending to be Marge. And then they tell him to buy some beer.
Yeah. Oh dear. Have you seen the trailer for Simpsons the movie?
What, where they react the beginning?
No, it's you know, like when they did the Austin Powers and they did the whole take the mick out of Star Wars. You know, this is the if there's another film you'll watch this year other than Star Wars, and then you realise it's Austin Powers, and it shows Austin Powers. Well, this, it's like, he is the greatest hero that's coming, sort of thing, you know. And you're seeing the Superman symbol, and it's going all the way down the S. So you believe it's to do because they're doing the new Superman movie. And then all of a sudden, it zooms out, and it's Homer Simpson just sat on the couch in a pair of boxer shorts and a Superman t-shirt, and goes, I forgot what I was supposed to say. And then it comes, Simpsons the movie, and he goes, ooh, I think we better start making it now. That was great.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, I've always wanted them to make a Simpsons movie. I'm happy that they're carrying on with Futurama. Because Futurama was a great way of taking the piss out of technology, sci-fi, geekiness, everything that's happening in the world. You know, you can take the piss out of people that are alive today by making them heads tomorrow.
Indeed.
I actually thought about animating one of those, taking shed loads of photographs of my head for texture reference, and then model my own head and then put it in a jar and then create a water physics engine to wobble around inside.
Okay.
I think of weird things when I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, you need something productive to do.
Yeah, I'll have to make my Transformer this week. I just got to rig the feet control for the IK system and then away we go. So that his feet don't grip to the floor when he's walking.
Good. That's the last thing we need.
Yeah. Not like the Transformers series on Toonami, where if you watch carefully at their feet, when they walk, their toes go through the floor. It's like...
sloppy.
Yeah. And you know why that is? Because they built the models straight from the toys, like I did. But I was clever enough to design toe joints and elbow joints. But these guys just make them exactly the same as the toys.
Tacky.
Use your brain, use your noggin. Not like the days of original Transformers where they all had to do was draw it morphing into the car and it didn't matter because it was a drawing. Yeah, I think we've pretty much rolled up to an end.
Yep.
So, recap on the last bit just one more time.
Transformers, don't put your toes in the ground.
We want to know about the GamerCast thing of other alternatives, if we're changing it, if not changing it. What are your ideas? What are your opinions? I personally want to know what people think about the Wii and if whether or not they are going to get the Wii
if we are going to take a Wii later on.
And also, we would like to receive some feedback in voice. We want your feedback written with a voice caption of something you would want to say in the next show, a bit that you want to say. If you want to say something in the show, send us your voice caption, we'll play it in the show and we will react.
It can be MP3 or Wave or WMA, whatever.
Yeah. So, we'll do that for next show. People can send a few of those in, it'll be absolutely
smashing.
Email them
in, feedback@gamercast.net, or whatever.
Yeah. You know where it all is.
Portalforms.net and gamercast.net, and
yeah.
So on. But hey.
That's it for this week. We will see you next week on episode 25.
25, man.
My age.
Wait, old man Adam.
Scary!